Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Knock on wood, winning it all by the outfield. We shall see. You know, I was telling Dana during the break, and this is just one of those things about getting older. When you're perusing through social media and you see that a guy that he was like a rock idol for you when you were a kid. He was in his 20s, and he's now 64. Tom Kiefer, the lead singer of Cinderella and guitarist, apparently turned 64 yesterday.
He was just a few years older than you back in the 80s.
Back in the day.
And now he's like an old man, and you're still just a few years behind him.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the walk, dare I say, dance down memory lane that so many of us got to experience Friday night. I had a girlfriend who had a birthday, and the very last minute she texted, I said, "What are you doing? You know, happy birthday." She said, "Well, we're going to the fake Bee Gees show at the Uptown." A Bee Gees tribute band descended onto Kansas City and dropped so many hits, I don't even know where to begin, Scott. And you would have loved it. Yes, you would. And let me tell you why.
I know like three songs.
No, you don't. Every single song they had was a hit.
Really? Because you took MP with you. And before he left, I said to you, "Man, you must really care about her. Because this sounds like a horrible night."
We had so much fun. He did not know every word to every song like I did. But the montage that they did behind the tribute band, I think the name of the band is Staying Alive, a Bee Gees tribute band. The montage they had on the big screen at the Uptown was full of late 70s, early 80s references. It was the Jeffersons, Good Times, Three's Company, what was it called? Studio 54,
Studio
certainly.
54 was the big discotheque.
In New York City.
Oh, my gosh, Scott. They played Andy Gibb's hits, and every woman listening my age had that poster of that sexy little... Oh, my God, he was so sexy.
Yeah.
He was so sexy. You remember the Teen Beat magazine posters?
Yeah,
I know
course.
You do. They did all of the Bee Gees hits, all of the Andy Gibb hits, and then on this montage screen, they had John Travolta... Grease, and all of the Saturday Night Fever montage. You forget the 70s, man. That was a decade.
It was a decade.
With the bell bottoms and everyone dancing out on the light up dance floor. It was so much fun.
Did they do Massachusetts?
They did.
Oh, I love that song.
There was
I know that one.
There was not a hit that they did not do.
Do you like this picture of Andy Gibb?
Oh, he's so cute. And I had forgotten that Andy Gibb was betrothed to one Pamela of Dallas fame, Victoria
they were
Principal.
Married?
Well, they were together quite a bit. And if memory serves, she said to him, "If you do not give up the alcohol and maybe
drugs.
I'm going to have to leave you." And I think she did. And we lost him so young, Scott.
He died
heart attack.
He was 30 years old. He died in 1988.
Oh, he was such
Was it a drug overdose?
Beautiful.
I'm looking it
soul.
Up right now.
I think it was a heart attack. And the minute I read that, you know, ooh.
Back then.
I think.
So it says here, by early 1988, Gibb had seemingly beaten his drug addiction, regained his health, was ready to begin recording a new album. However, he still suffered depression over his breakup with Victoria Principal. According to Robin Gibb, his brother... It just went downhill so fast. He was in a terrible state of depression.
Yeah.
He slipped back into his alcohol habit, was receiving phone calls from brothers Maurice and Barry with last-ditch efforts to get him to stop. He celebrated his 30th birthday in March of 88 while working on a new album. 2 days later, he was complaining of chest pains.
We lost him so young. But keep in mind, Scott, all of the members of that band, plus Andy, I know he was sort of the fourth on his own, but not. We've lost all of them except
Barry
Gibb.
Yeah, we lost Robin. We lost Morris. We lost Andy.
So all we have now is the tribute band. And I'm telling you, if they ever come back around or the Australian Bee Gees come back around, you could not keep me in my chair. It's one of those shows that every single song would start and I would go,
God,
Oh my God, I love this song.
I've been to shows with you. I know exactly. You don't even need to show me what you did. I already know.
Oh my God, I love this song. And you forget how young John Travolta was.
That would have been more concerning if MP knew every word to every song or the what was true and he didn't know a single word to a single song.
Like Jive Talking. I'm sorry, the whole audience got up on their feet for Jive Talking.
I was a kid in the 70s.
Yes, I was too.
I was not allowed to go to Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, I was not either.
Too adult.
That was rated R.
My parents did get me the album, the soundtrack.
Dan, it was my first album.
When everybody got on their feet, did they have to use their walkers?
Wow. Maybe. Did not just say that.
Yes, I did.
And we're Jive Talking.
It was a mostly seated audience until some of the hits started, like Jive Talking, the ones that are the beginning of Jive Talking, you can't not dance to that song. You might have to let her rip, Sam. When that song started, everyone, to the best of their ability, got up on their feet.
You can tell by the way I use my arm.
You do not make fun of them.
I'm a woman's man.
I'm pretty sure he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Ugh. You make fun, but the Bee Gees were a force. The Bee Gees were Swift of the 70s.
Excuse me. I was there in the 70s, Dan.
Yeah, but you weren't paying attention.
Oh, man, I was. I had that album on my wall.
It's just your Jive Talking.
I used to ride my bike around my neighborhood singing these songs.
What came first, Saturday Night Fever or Grease? Because John Travolta was just launched into the stratosphere for both.
Saturday Night Fever came out first. That's what launched him.
So
are you sure?
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a tapioca pudding cocktail?
I cannot believe you're saying that. You watch your filthy mouth.
Tell me they took an intermission.
No, they did not.
Empty out their depends.
I will not take that talk from any of you. If they come around again, put that on your list of must-see shows. Must-see.
Do you know, in 850 CDs in my closet, and do you know how many of them are Bee Gees?
None.
How?
None.
Yeah.
How? Do you not have any of those hits? I think they have four greatest hits albums because one album cannot contain all the hits.
And the Bee Gees were so big that once they got into disco, they had already been around for like 15 years.
That was so good. It was so good.
All right. When did you say, Saturday Night Fever was first?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah. Grease came out in 78.
That's correct.
On the montage, my goodness, all of the Grease songs, they played Grease. But you saw Olivia Newton-John. I mean, that is the most nostalgic time. And maybe, Scott, that was when you were over in that country we're not supposed to talk about.
No, that was in the mid-80s.
Okay.
I was in Anchorage, Alaska in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That other state I'm not allowed to talk about.
I love that you were not able, Dan, to watch Saturday Night Fever either, because that was beyond rated R.
Well, I did once I came of age, I was able to watch.
Once the parents walked out of the room,
I have never seen Grease.
What?
God,
don't movie shame. We don't movie shame on this show.
You have two daughters.
I have never seen Jaws. I have never seen Grease. I have never seen Saturday Night Fever.
I don't know that it holds. You know, Saturday Night Fever does not hold up. There's misogyny.
It's a snapshot of a certain era. And so the story still kind of holds because it's kind of the same story that we see a lot of times.
They're trying to win a dance competition.
Yeah.
Which I do know something about that.
Yeah, but it was the 70s. We'll get to that later. That was a different time.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we'll ever see anything like it, and that's probably a good thing.
Right. Definitely not that much chest hair ever again.
Well, there was a lot of chest hair on the montage.
So does fake Bee Gees, do they actually look like the Bee Gees?
Oh, yeah. They came out in the outfits and yeah. I will say this, the drummer was behind plexiglass, and I said at one point, do they think we're going to rush the stage?
So here's what that tells you
okay.
about that night. there were so many hearing aids in the audience that they had to pipe down the volume of the fake Bee Gees.
There were not hearing aids in the audience.
The only way to minimize the volume of the drums is to put that plexiglass up. It muffles the volume of the drums.
Okay, to not overpower
the rest of the band.
The three-part harmony now, that we all enjoyed for 2 hours.
When you're at a real concert, you'll note that a drummer does not have to be plexiglassed in because they're playing at a reasonable volume.
So at every bar on the main strip in downtown Nashville, I believe it's called Broadway, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, they have that same plexiglass because these stages are only, 8 feet deep, and you've got a bassist, a guitarist, a singer, and a drummer.
But Sam, the stage at the Uptown is pretty big.
Yeah, they didn't need it there.
All this talk of the Bee Gees, I'm going to have to pull that up on my Spotify.
You are welcome, Daniel.
Oh, how can you be doing your best to deflect?
How deep is your love?
I really need to know.
New York mining disaster, 1941. Spicks and Specks from 66.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
You know how deep is your love. Oh, my God.
Thank you,
so
Sam.
So many hits. Thank There's you. Not time. Yes. We could play them on a loop all hour.
I do know How Deep Is Your Love. I know... whatever one it is where he goes, Staying Alive.
You love music. And so I'm sure that you can understand how good they were musically and how creative Barry Gibb
was. No. I don't have to appreciate the art to appreciate the artists.
Sure.
I can't stand Nirvana, but I recognize what they did for music.
I believe they wrote Islands in the Stream because they did Islands in the Stream.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, Barry Gibb overhauled the music industry. He provided so much.
Sam's head's exploding.
Glorious he just head of
understand.
Hair.
I'm 135.
He was one sexy SOB.
Don't know what good
All right, we're going to break.
Thank God.